Elizabeth Abla, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Now, you're the facilitator for WIRE, the Wichita Initiative to Renew the Environment, and you created a 2-minute animated video to encourage recycling. Why did you decide to do this?
You know, we went through a pretty extensive process. We met with about 1,500 citizens in the city of Wichita to ask them what are their biggest environmental concerns. We had 92 pages worth of environmental concerns.
Wow.
We ended up with 19 issues, and we developed an education campaign around those 19 issues. So what is the risk to the environment? What's the risk to the economy? Risk to health? And how motivated are people to address these types of concerns? We went back to the citizens of Wichita. We met with another 800 people and had them prioritize those 19 concerns. And number one on that list was the issue of poor waste management or the lack of recycling. So we wanted to develop this video to help people understand that this is something that's actually a possibility for the city of Wichita, that now the rules have changed. All of the haulers offer recycling so that anyone can recycle.
Now, I understand there's been some misconceptions about recycling, and that's what you were trying to debunk, so
yes,
to speak, in the video?
Absolutely. So number one, a lot of people say, oh my gosh, it just takes too much time or too much energy. And that really is a false assumption now. We have a single stream recycling system now. Single stream meaning you have one bucket, and anything that's recyclable, you can plop it all in that one bucket. So you don't have to sort out your plastics from your paper to your aluminum. It's all in one bucket. So that's really a nice thing that the city of Wichita has allowed. If you want to sort, then there are other facilities, the Miller Pro Kansas Recycling Center, and there is no charge. You can take all of your recycling materials, sort it, and they will take care of it for you.
Well, how do you respond to those who say recycling is not cost effective?
You know, it's a great point. So in the city of Wichita, the cost really varies. But you know what? Cost for trash and waste management also varies. So some of the haulers offer trash pickup at something like $50 a quarter. Some offer it for much, much less. And as a part of the trash disposal issue, the haulers say they are willing to negotiate. That's part of what they expect.
So that's something that can happen, like within a neighborhood. I noted that in the video, that if you want to try to negotiate the cost of recycling with your trash hauler, that's something you can do.
Absolutely. And, you know, in addition, I think one of the haulers currently is offering recycling at no charge.
Some have expressed concern that the city may try to mandate recycling. How do you respond to that?
We actually, starting November 2012, we entered into a 10-year contract. So the city is going to be using this plan for 10 years. I don't see in the future that there would be any sort of mandate other than a mandate to the haulers to offer recycling. And, you know, the clear majority of people, Carla, are not taking these haulers up on this. And that, to me, is just unfortunate. And I don't know where the disconnect is, because we heard very loud and clear from the community, we want recycling. We want it to be curbside, which it has to be as a part of this plan. We want it to be single stream. We want it to be easy and convenient. So somebody literally picks it up for us and takes it away and does something good with the materials. And that's what we have now. So we're hoping that people through this video and our additional communication with the community at large, that people will take us up on this and start taking advantage of this opportunity.
And Elizabeth Abla, there's also been concern about the motives of trying to get people to recycle.
Yeah, I really don't understand that. I know that, you know, again, from the community, we've heard very loud and clear that that's what people want. I know there have been questions about landfill, and we have heard arguments around farmers have been paid not to grow crops, and therefore we have more land than what we know what to do with. And that's actually not correct. It is a myth. The reason that farmers are sometimes paid by the federal government to not grow crops is for environmental reasons. We want to maintain the land and the soil and the water systems. So that's actually really a false assumption about our state. Not a lot of people are excited to have landfills in their backyard, per se. We want to make sure that we have as few landfills as possible and that we're actually making the best use of those landfills. You know, I think it's something like 60-75% of what we have in our landfills can be used again. So that saves natural resources, that saves greenhouse gases, that saves energy, it prevents pollution. We have all sorts of great reasons to recycle, you know, for the environment, economically, and to feel good about the fact that we're not wasting this earth and wasting the resources that we have.
Elizabeth Abla is associate professor at the KU School of Medicine, Wichita, and facilitator for WIRE, the Wichita Initiative to Renew the Environment. Thank you, Elizabeth, for joining me during Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Carla. I appreciate it.